The final message to Am Yisrael. A message from Benjamin Golden and Daniel, the 27th of Adar, 5769. This message will emphasize how near the end we are, and to say that there's one main sin that is bringing down the whole generation. This sin can be found in every aspect of Judaism, and is bringing down the spiritual level of today's Yiddishkeit. If you say, no way, how can that be that one sin has so much negative power? I will answer you that every Jew was commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kadoshim to you, be holy, Vayikra chapter 19. If you are not holy, all the other mitzvahs we do are void. An impure Jew must first rid himself of all the tumah of impurity, Yeshayah. Chapter 1. Am Yisrael received a very strong warning several days ago. A car bomb was placed under a big mall that is always full of people, hundreds every day. That was a message to Am Yisrael. Only by a tremendous miracle did the bomb not explode. It wasn't just some miracle either. It was a huge miracle. Thousands of people could have been killed at that mall. But Hashem did a blatant miracle by not letting the car blow up. It started to detonate but did not explode. There was almost not one Jew, including the Prime Minister, that did not simply say, Baruch Hashem. Why did we have such a great miracle? Not to mention the other open miracles we have seen lately among Am Yisrael. Why all these miracles? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is warning us that the end is approaching, and whoever wants to be saved must do tshuva and return to the truth. For the world that will exist after redemption will be a world of truth. And a person who is living a life of sheker, deceit, will not be able to live in such a world and will disappear from creation, chas v'shalom. That is why Hashem is warning us through all sorts of miracles. Open miracles. The proof to us there is only one creator to the world, and he is the King of Kings. We are all his servants and his slaves, true slaves, not the meaning the Goyim invented throughout the generations of slaves. That is our status, and we must be glad about this status. He is the King, we are his servants, and we are alive only to fulfill his will. What makes us happy? Knowing that we are fulfilling his will. We want him to be happy with us and to love us. For he is the creator, our omnipotent king, the king of the whole world. Every person, every Jew, and even every goy can see that we are at the end, that this world with all its materialisms is crashing. That the whole world is getting ready to go to war, everyone, for a tremendous war. It is also obvious that nature is working against us in the most frightening way, and no one knows from which direction to expect the next blow. May Hashem protect us. There are terrible illnesses that cannot be cured, lo aleinu, at least not through modern medicine. There are also terrible plagues, the likes of which the world has never seen until this century, such as AIDS, which has attacked a large part of the world, lo aleinu. The thing Hashem hates the most is the pritzus, immodesty. See Sanhedrin, page 106. The God of these people hates lust, but the Haredi streets have turned into a fashion show of pritzus. They have turned into a shopping center for immodest clothes. They have taken on a complete boyish look. If the woman who dressed immodestly say, what do you mean? That's radical. We know you are radical women who wear modest head covering, shawls, thick stockings and baggy clothes. But we're holier than you because everyone looks at you strangely and you attract people's attention, and that's not sneers, modest. But we, who dress like the goyim, even nicer than the goyish women, we fit in with society. No one looks at us strangely. We're just like everyone else. with our beautiful wigs, more beautiful than the hair of most gorgeous women, and our beautifully elegant clothes that really outdoes the beauty or even the goyish fashion. We're truly like the goyim, and that's why people don't stare at us in particular. We are not different and strange. Yes, true. You are not different and strange. You are mummish like the goyish women. Not just externally, but also internally, like the goyish women who run after the vanities of this world. Although you do it with all the supposed Jewish hidurim, elegance, but that's just dressing up the Egel Hazar, the golden calf, in a kippah and tzitzis, as we said in prior messages. And this is detested in Shemayim. The so-called Jewish world of entertainment is also bursting with pizzas with music of the goyim. Why? Because the music is entirely goyish. Even the melodies and the rhythms are built upon the animalistic traits of mankind. Singers of all kinds go up on stage, sing, dance, and move just like the goyim. What's the only difference? The Jewish singers sing Torah verses. May Hashem have mercy. They use these Torahic verses to supposedly sanctify the Egel Hazav. This is a grave transgression, Shemayim, see Sanhedrin page 101, and Mishnah Berurah 560. There's even a Hasidic singer who sings in Yiddish, in street music, and moves like an American black rapper. And he's very popular. Yeshiva boys and Beis Yaakov girls run to watch him. They consider him to be holy, because he sings in Yiddish and sings Torah verses. Woe to us! Woe to the punishment that awaits us! See Shabbos, page 55. The Jewish entertainment. How many times have we spoken about this? It all stems from the Egel Hazav, from the desire to be like the goyim. A very popular thing in the Haredi world today is the way people try to emulate the goyish world. This is why we hear of a new attitude that says people have to get away from their stresses, from their everyday life, and go on vacation. This too is immodest and belongs to the goyish world. The Jew that goes looking to get away from Torah life comes to the goyish world, where everything is based purely upon lusts and desires. Although these Jews try to dress up their desires to live a goyish life in the Haredi world, but it is nevertheless really goyish. For example, so where would you be for Pesach? A hotel in Romania or the Swiss Alps? On a cruise? Maybe in Paris, London, or even Hong Kong? Or perhaps you're spending Pesach near the Great Wall in China. Why not? Maybe in the Grand Canyon of Colorado, Arizona, or who knows where. And it's all glut kosher and non-gebrox. The whole world has gone mad. What's the connection between Pesach and Yetzias Mitzrayim, the exodus from Egypt, and some hotel where they serve glut kosher food with all sorts of entertainments, so the Jew does not get bored? Jews who need to be in a hotel for Pesach for the sake of entertainment are truly pitiable. They are not of the happy Jews. How can anyone spend Pesach in a hotel? It's gollus, 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 and more gollus, exile. Four exiles, and they're suffering all four of them. There were times in the past where people were truly pitiable, with no relatives and no home to spend Pesach in. So left with no choice, they went to a hotel. Yet here, much of the Haredi world would go running to be in other places for Pesach. It's too hard for them to clean, hard for them to cook and prepare. Pesach is just too hard for them, so they want everything ready for them. People must understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us, be holy, Vayikra chapter 19. Those who go running after the Egel Hazav, even though they supposedly daven, pray to Hashem three times a day, with tefillin and so on, do not always keep Tahara Mishpachos, family purity laws, the way they should. You would not believe how many Jews do not keep it properly, even so-called Haredi Jews. This is a slap in Shemayim's face and it caused generations upon generations of destruction. It destroyed the Kedusha of Am Yisrael, and the Haredi world is full of such people who transgress these laws. Not just that. There are situations in the world that never before existed. There are kids with lusts, a concept that never existed until now, but does in this generation. And the general attitude towards these kids is very forgiving. Yeshiva brachim like this, truly contemptible, who should not be in the presence of other boys at all. And yet people are forgiving towards such cases. Woe to us. Obviously the attitude in the world is forgiving, and these boys just raise a flag, stating that there are such who blatantly go against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Hashem will wipe out those who do filthy acts. This is a generation that forgives everything that goes against Hashem, even the most disgusting things, even amongst the Haredim. As long as there's Shon Bayis, peace in the home, no matter what filth is taking place, and no one, except for a minority perhaps, have the guts to stand up and say, that's it, no more. Therefore our generation is so filthy. Not everyone, Baruch Hashem, is filthy. And to those that are still pure and clean, or who want to become clean, I say, do tshuva, real tshuva, with lots of tears, in order to clean your heart and your body, and keep all of Hashem's laws pertaining to Kedusha, and perhaps you will thus be saved. Our end is near. The end of the world is in its present state. Those who don't want to know or are blind to this, I don't envy you. Open your eyes. See how everything is falling apart around us in every direction. Everything we once believed would save us. When people were younger, they looked forward to getting their pension, so they could just sit and do nothing, wake up late, etc. But what happened? Suddenly there's no more pension. The money has disappeared. He can no longer rely on that. What about medicine and doctors? How many goofs have we seen in modern medicine? How many mistakes? How many vicious surgeons who do surgery for no other good reason than to fill their pockets and make money off the poor patients? How many people have died because of doctors? How many illnesses exist that the doctors have no idea how to cure, Lo Aleinu? You must go and protest the sins people form in public, in the streets, and it is not considered Lashon Hara. You must not allow Jews to sin in public, before everyone's eyes. See Shulchan Aruch, Aruch Haim, 608, and bring down Am Yisrael, such as they do with their lack of modesty and all sorts of other things. How many restaurants of street food and fast food places exist on Rabbi Akiva Street, B'nai Brak, Malch Yisrael, Yerushalayim, with all the best hechsherim? How many? We must protest this. This is not the lifestyle of a Jew. It is not the taste of a Jew. To walk into a restaurant that's like at McDonald's, say Berachos HaMazon, sit together and talk nonsense. Such a table is like throwing up all over the table. All the tables were filled with vomit with no space. Pirkei Avos, chapter 3. Woe to us! Walking around the streets where women are half so-called Haredi women and not saying a word. To those who say nothing, I say, Lo Aleinu, woe to us! It is not Lashon Hara. We have an obligation of Shemayim to protest. Question. If we see an immodest woman, should we tell her she is immodest? Answer. A man should not say it to the woman. He should tell her husband. Yes, a man can tell a man. Question. And if we know it won't help in any case, we should still reprove them? Answer. It doesn't matter. You have to give tochacha, rebuke. You never know when it will sink in. But if we don't rebuke, we will stand trial. Shabbos, page 54 to 55. Geula and Rabbi Akiva are the most dangerous streets in the land. On Dizengoff Street, central Tel Aviv, it is well known that people walk around there, so we know not to go there. But in Geula, you expect the women to be tzedekas. Woe to the tzedekas that walk around there. Question: how should we rebuke them? Answer: you're Jewish, right? From which ethnicity? Yemen? Europe? Turkey? It doesn't matter from where. Your great-grandmothers took care to be modest because they wanted to be close to Hashem. What would they say to you now? That you look like goyish harlots? Because of all the problems relating to immodesty and impurity with Am Yisrael, there are lots of kids whose source is questionable. But this is a well-kept secret, and no one knows who these children are, because on the outside, the family seems normal. Normal boys and girls. Yet there's no way to tell, since impurity is overflowing in Am Yisrael. There are Jews who are proper Haredim, who truly make great efforts to be sacred families, that their home should really be a mini Beis Mikdash. Unfortunately, however, there are even a lot of young couples amongst Haredim who are missing the connection with Kedusha and have too much connection with Tumah, impurity. They can't quite tell the difference between what is holy and what is impure, and can't figure out why Kedusha is so important. All that matters to them is the desires and the lusts they wish to fulfill. They are not stringent about keeping the laws of holiness properly, nor the laws of family purity. This leads to all sorts of aversions and horrible things, and it obviously has a strong effect on the following generation. I'm very sorry to say such things, but Am Yisrael needs to know. When rabbis rule forgivably time after time for women or men who had adulterous relationships, or rule forgivably for boys who have perverted ways against Kedusha, who are not careful about the laws of Yichud, seclusion with a woman, it leads to the worst Yerida drop in spirituality the Jewish people have ever experienced. Before World War II took place, Am Yisrael in America and Europe dropped in spirituality in the most horrible way. But the very Haredi families were truly Haredi. They were very clean and righteous, etc. But today it's hard to know who belongs where. Our generation is the lowest of all in many aspects, particularly in the matter of modesty. Obviously, it is the husband's responsibility to make sure his wife is modest, that when she leaves the house, she is modestly dressed with an appropriate head covering and not a wig, wearing wide and not clingy clothes, with dark, thick stockings, quiet and gentle shoes, without makeup and jewelry. If she adds a shawl, a long, modest shawl, not fashionable, fancy ones like the secular world wears, all the better. The man, too, must keep himself modest in his behavior, thoughts, and actions, and not walk around in the laces fashion that can be found a lot within the Haredi community of wearing tight clothes, as a lot of young boys and men do, which often shows the shape of their body. They must protect their eyes and make sure their home is pure and holy. If the husband and wife build a home together that is truly like a mini Beis Mikdash, the tumah will not come in, and the couple will know only spiritual and materialistic nachas, spiritual joy. Whoever does not insist on Kedusha in his home is leaving a great big opening for the future destruction of his Olam Haba, his eternal shlemus, completeness, which is the purpose of our lives, as well as the future Olam Haba of many generations to come. Am Yisrael, it is not too late yet. There's still a little bit of time left to do tshuva, to clean our souls inside and out, and to merit the Geula Shlema and a life of eternity. HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Am Yisrael as his bride, as it were, but the bride ran away from him, from right under the chuppah. She ran away to other nations and dirtied herself with their culture of Sheker. And now, at the last moments in history, he is prepared to accept her back on condition that she do complete tshuva and remain loyal to him and his Torah. Question: how is it that about such a great mitzvah, for which I am liable to lose my eternal shlemus, completeness, people barely speak? Unfortunately, this is one of the greatest transgressions of our generation. Everything relating to tzias, modesty, and tahara hamishpacha, family purity laws. The whole world is drowning in lack of modesty and the lusts revolving around this topic. It is one of the biggest, most influential prohibitions that exist, and the tumor continues on for generations afterwards. These sins caused the annihilation of an entire generation, Dor HaMabul, the generation of the flood, time of Noah, and our own generation is not far off from a terrible ending as well. Hashem will protect us, unfortunately not all of us, since there are still Haredim who understand the meaning and significance of Torah life and Taharat HaMishpacha. Yet today, what with this liberal way of thinking that exists all over and has unfortunately even managed to penetrate the heart of the Haredi community, the demands of the Torah have been blurred out and become unclear. In the Goyish and secular world, it is truly Dor HaMabul. Very often, our leaders simply know they won't be listened to if they start coming down hard on the people regarding Taharat HaMishpacha and modesty, and would thus lose their community. They were therefore left no choice but to lower their demands or to simply leave the matter alone, which leaves us with a very lowly generation with almost no future. Oi, oi, lo aleinu, woe to us. Those who are careful on this matter and make great efforts to get rid of the tumors from their hearts and their lives, and to build a home of Kedusha, of purity in every aspect, they will be saved. But the rest? This is the final message while we are in this present situation. Our situation is going to change greatly in the very near future. The situation of the world is changing at the speed of lightning. It doesn't matter if you go out on the street and the street looks the same. The bus comes, it's raining, there are taxes everywhere, etc. Underneath it all, a tremendous change is taking place. One of these days, we will open our eyes and not recognize the world at all. Daniel. I'm not going to write much. I will just say that time is short. Just look around and you will know that time is really running out, and we have no one to rely upon aside from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our Father in Heaven. We have no hope but with Him, and we cannot depend on anything or anyone, only upon Him. So please, Am Yisrael, the groom awaits your return. The chuppah is ready. The Masada Kedushim has arrived. Only the bride is missing.